My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike, and sorry about that little hesitation there. I was trying to put on my glasses so I could read some of my review on my phone. It's kind of blurry. Comes with old age, I guess. As you can see, The Flash, we're going to talk about it. I'm a little bit behind. I think I got like 2 episodes, maybe? I'm seeing where I'm at right now. I'm about to recap Flashback, which is going to be episode 17. And I think I've got, episode 18 and 19 to read. I'm looking at my Good Shows app, and it looks like some other people have left reviews. So after I talk about my stuff, I'm just going to skim through some of my fellow Flash fans. Cool? If you have no clue what I'm talking about when it comes to Good Shows, I talk about it all the time. It's a cool app. I was a big fan of TV Tag and Get Glue, where you could, you know, get a community and talk about movies and TV that you have in common. And this is exactly what it is. It's absolutely free for the iPhone. It's coming soon to Android. So all my Android users, it's coming. Be patient. So let's talk about The Flash. I've got it right here. This is going to be episode 17. I'm looking at the Good Shows app. It's cool. It's got the little trailer here, and then it's got a little synopsis of the show and then all that good stuff. So I'm going to scroll down to mine, and here's what I thought about it. This episode here, I'm going to hit more. Bam, here we go. Spoiler warning. If you haven't watched the episode, you might want to close your ears. The cool thing, like I always say, you can actually, once you're done writing a review on Good Shows, you can actually click a spoiler review, and it'll actually tell you in the very top, so you don't run in and get spoiled by people's reviews. Here I put another dope Flash episode. It got a little confusing at times for me, but I think I recovered. EmojiCon laughing my eyes out. I felt like Cisco at times. This, I don't know what it is about The Flash, but sometimes it can be confusing, man, because it's just, and maybe I'm just not as smart as some people, but it just seemed, I'm like, wait, did this happen? Who's that? Where are they going? But I get it. I got it. I get pulled back in. It's just, I hate getting confused in the beginning. I put great moments for me. The Flash on Flash chase. That was totally cool. And I put on here, that was pretty sweet. The Time Wraith, a.k.a. Dementor, long live Harry Potter, was pretty cool. Evil Dr. Wells' mental battle with Barry. I like that. That was really cool. And they're kind of going back and forth. But thumbs up. Great scene with both Flashes at Star Labs. Cisco was hilarious. And finally, something that tugged on my emotions. The Eddie video Barry made for Iris. That was pretty smart and cool. That was pretty cool. I wouldn't even have thought about that when he did that. I was like, and then, you know, honestly, it seems to me that that's probably the one thing that probably wouldn't change time. Because you know how they're always warning Barry to go back and don't do this and don't do that. But this here, I mean, it's just, it didn't do anything. And I think it was so simple but so cool for Iris to watch Eddie's video. Even though I didn't approve of Eddie, but I thought that was really cool. And Iris gets that closure to kind of like move on and kind of date somebody else. I don't approve her boss. You can hear about that in other reviews I've done. I think it's a smart thing to do is not watch tonight's episode and go to sleep. Yes, because I was doing this late at night and I'm behind. I was trying to catch up. Maddox will be waking up in a few hours and I need my speed for him. And I put speed in quotes. See how I did that? Because my son is almost 2 and he runs around like a little mini Flash and I have to keep up with him. And then I put until next time. And then I put a little lightning bolt. Bam! For the Flash. So I thought this was a good episode. I was happy with it. Let me look at some of my fellow Good Show peeps. Dysfunctional, some of y'all might know him. He gave this episode a 5 out of 5. What did I give mine? Let me go back here. I gave it a 5 out of 5 for this episode as well. He wrote his review 1 month ago. So it's obvious that Jesus is more on the ball than I am. Oh, what an episode. Flash on Supergirl and then on Flash is great. Feels spikes. Since he's such a great character, I have no idea what he's talking about here. The episode brings back Evil Wells through time travel and even more introduces time wraiths. Yes. Will Flash really be able to run faster? Of course, Jesus! Seeing Eddie Thawne was sad, and then what Barry does for Iris will bring tears to the audience's eyes. Fantastic episode, which I hope is leading to some great episodes to come. Then this person here, Farhan Ranzek. I probably said that wrong. He gave it a 5 out of 5. This episode is super cool. A lot of things happening, leaving many questions and answers for us. And then he put a little smiley face. Doc and Shadow, he gave this episode a 3 out of 5. Harrison Wells, Eobard Thawne is back again in this season, plus some more time travels. This season's start to fell, too much repetitive, but at least they explain something more about the time travel in this world. Paul G, 1974, 5 out of 5. This show is getting more time whimy than an episode of Doctor Who. Fun to revisit last year with a minor change in the timeline. And then Sammy just put out of 5 out of 5, must watch! Exclamation point. So as you can see, everybody's pretty happy with this episode, except one person. And they're happy, but they're not as happy. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. You know, it was a good episode. And I still have to watch Versus Zoom, which is episode 18, and I believe Back to Normal, which is episode 19. And I'm going to try to catch up so I can put these reviews out and get some feedback from you guys. And speaking of feedback, don't forget, good shows. Get on there, and you can leave your comments there as well. If not, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is where I put all my goodies. You can check that out and you know, see what's up, you know. And Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Check that out. And I watch Mike on Facebook. But that's pretty much it, people. I'm going to try to get out some more of these flashes soon. It is May 1st, Sunday. It's May Day. It's our third anniversary party at a sports bar that I work at called Diablo Loco. And we're going to have Metalachi there. And I host Drinko Bingo, where you play free bingo. And if you win, you get free alcohol. Pretty damn sweet, huh? So I got to get ready for that. But to everybody that's been listening to my flash recaps, thank you so much. I keep forgetting to see what cities and what countries have been listening. I promise I will do that next one so I can give shout-outs to those people out there. If you want to check out more of my shows, like I said, iWatchMike.com is my blog, or you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Right there has a lot of my podcasts. I'm going to try to get up on iTunes as soon as possible. But if you're just – that right there, that link, will get you to all the different shows, The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, The Flash, Arrow, different stuff. If you're just The Flash, if you're sitting there going, I don't care about your other crap, Mike. I just want The Flash. audioboom.com/channel/The Flash Recap Show. There you go. There you have it, people. All right. Have a great week. Have a fun Sunday. I will chat with you later.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.